Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A strong low-pressure system pushing into the state from the west has prompted winter storm warnings from northwest Alaska across the Brooks Range to the Canadian border. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Christen says the system is expected to drop significant snow over mountains.
Up to a foot of snow in some locations north of Ambler. And we're looking at the snow to start after 10 p.m. tonight and continue through Saturday morning.
Christen says areas south of the Brooks Range, including Fairbanks, are expected to receive far less amounts of snow and primarily at higher elevations.
1 or 2 inches in the hills north of Fairbanks. Might see some accumulation in the valley levels on the grassy areas, but the ground might be a little bit too warm.
Further south, winter weather advisories have been issued for the central and eastern Alaska Range, where more substantial snow as well as strong winds are forecast. Conservative voter guides created by Anchorage-based Christian group Alaska Family Action Incorporated were reported to have appeared inside voting booths in at least 2 Fairbanks precinct locations Tuesday. That breaks borough and state election law and concerns precinct workers. Susan McInnes, co-chairwoman of the Steese East precinct for the past 7 years, told the Newsminer she found booklets in booths at her precinct Tuesday instructing voters how to vote. She said she found an 8-page glossy voter guide in 2 adjacent booths. An hour later, Rachel Haft, chairwoman of the Steese West precinct, reported finding the booklets in booths at her locations as well. The booklets rate candidates for Fairbanks City Mayor, City Council, Borough Assembly, and School Board on a series of value questions. The guide also identified which candidates were endorsed by Planned Parenthood. Fairbanks North Star Borough Campaign and Election Law states that no visible election material is to be displayed within 200 feet of any entrance of a voting precinct, according to Borough Clerk April Tricky. The upcoming Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks will focus on government. According to a release announcing this year's agenda, the theme for 2019 is Good Government Alaskan-driven with, quote, fact-based sessions focused on public education, healthcare, safety, welfare, and infrastructure. Specific topics of discussion include the state's fiscal gap and the permanent fund dividend. AFN events, which include the annual Elders and Youth Conference, which precedes the actual convention, run October 14th through 19th, and it's expected to draw 6,000 people to the Carlson Center. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.